Sleep apnea hits women harder than men, new research shows. Mega Doctor News, by American Academy of Sleep Medicine, AASM. Newswise, Darian, ill. A new study to be presented at the Sleep 2026 annual meeting found that women with moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea reported a greater overall symptom burden than men, even though their objective measures of sleep apnea severity were similar. Results show that despite having a similar mean apnea-hypopnea index as men, 36 versus 40 events per hour, women reported significantly higher scores for nocturia, headache, and nightmares, as well as worse scores for sleep disturbance, sleep-related daytime impairment, anxiety, anger, fatigue, depression, and cognitive function. Women also reported greater dissatisfaction with social roles. No sex differences were observed for snoring, nocturnal gasping, nasal congestion, acid reflux, or Epworth Sleepiness Scale scores. Women with moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea initiating CPAP treatment have similar sleep apnea severity and classical symptoms including snoring, nocturnal gasping, and sleepiness assessed by the Epworth Sleepiness Scale compared to men. However, across a broad range of atypical symptoms, women uniformly report a greater symptom burden, said lead author Studi Vaidya, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh. Our results suggest that current algorithms used by clinicians to diagnose and treat patients with obstructive sleep apnea continue to focus on classical symptoms and do not consider the broader range of symptoms women may experience. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common and serious sleep disorder in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep, causing disruptions in breathing. It is estimated that 54 million adults in the U.S. have sleep apnea, and 24 million adults have moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea nationwide. The study recruited 502 adults, 287 men, 202 women, diagnosed with moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea who were initiating continuous positive airway pressure therapy across two clinical sites. The mean age of participants was 50 years in women and 48 years in men. Participants completed online questionnaires before beginning treatment. Visual analog scales assessed snoring, nocturnal gasping, nasal congestion, nocturia, headaches, nightmares, and acid reflux, while validated instruments assessed sleep disturbance, sleep-related impairment, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, anger, fatigue, and satisfaction with social roles. Vaidya noted that the findings help explain why there might be a delay in the diagnosis of sleep apnea in women. Our results suggest that women may not be diagnosed and treated for obstructive sleep apnea until they develop classical symptoms of a severity similar to that seen in men, which may contribute to delays in diagnosis, Vaidya said. This study was supported by a grant from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine Foundation. The research abstract was published recently in an online supplement of the journal Sleep and will be presented June 15 during Sleep 2026 in Baltimore. Sleep is the annual meeting of the Associated Professional Sleep Societies, a joint venture of the AASM and the Sleep Research Society. Abstract title: Sex Differences in Symptom Profiles in Moderate to Severe Obstructive Sleep Apnea. Abstract ID: 0532. Poster presentation date: Monday, June 15, 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Board number 271. Presenter: Studi Vaidya, Clinical Research Coordinator at University of Pittsburgh. For a copy of the abstract or to arrange an interview with the study author or a sleep expert, please send an email to aasm@lcwa.com. About the Associated Professional Sleep Societies, LLC. The APSS is a joint venture of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and the Sleep Research Society. The APSS organizes the Sleep Annual Meeting each June, sleepmeeting.org. About the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. Established in 1975, the AASM is a medical association that advances sleep care and enhances sleep health to improve lives. The AASM membership includes more than 9,500 physicians, scientists, and other healthcare professionals who help people who have sleep disorders. The AASM also accredits 2,300 sleep centers that are providing the highest quality of sleep care across the country. AASM.org. About the Sleep Research Society. The SRS is a professional membership society that advances sleep and circadian science. The SRS serves its members in the field of sleep and circadian research through training and education, and by providing forums for the collaboration and exchange of ideas. The SRS facilitates its goals through scientific meetings and trainee-specific programming, and by advocating for federal sleep and circadian research funding. The SRS also publishes the peer-reviewed scientific journals Sleep and Sleep Advances, sleepresearchsociety.org.